For all the tourism records being set in Nashville, there's one area that's lagging behind. The number of large conventions coming to town this fall is lower than in previous years. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, Nashville tourism leaders put part of the blame on hotel prices.
The American Council on the Teaching of Foreign Languages is holding its annual convention the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's a big production at the Music City Center, with 7,000 attendees staying at 11 different hotels. It's events like these that Butch Spiridon deals with as president of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation. And he says some organizers considering Nashville chose other cities this fall.
The reasons are varied, but prices have been a factor in a number of those decisions.
Hotel prices, that is. The average rate in downtown Nashville this year is $220 a night. But Spiridon says this will change with an influx of supply. There are about 4,600 hotel rooms under construction right now.
And yeah, hotels will adjust their rates. They've had a nice 5-year run, and there's not going to be a crash and burn, but there'll be some normalcy to the process.
But landing a really big convention isn't as much about the price of hotel rooms as their availability, says Charles Starks. He runs the Music City Center and says no organizer wants to shuttle people from 11 different hotels. With more being built, conferences can take over larger room blocks and fewer buildings.
What we absolutely will see is we'll see the ability to go after larger groups than what we've been able to the last couple of years.
Still, Stark says the Music City Center is not hurting for business even now. These big conventions plan their dates several years in advance, so the center has known this lag was coming for a while and planned other smaller events to fill in the gaps. And even the dip in big conferences should be temporary. This fall, there will be 5, but there are already 15 scheduled for the end of next year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.